Bruce Lee said, he had a famous quote. He said that he doesn't worry about the person who practiced 10,000 kicks one time. He is more focused on the person who has practiced one kick 10,000 times.
And that's the power of subconscious.
That's what we need to really keep into consideration. We've been programmed since we were little to read more books, not to do any type of repetition when it comes to this new knowledge that we're trying to gain to improve our life. And the reason being is because the information first goes into your conscious mind. But the conscious mind is not where action is created. Action is created in the subconscious. So it's our job to put the information from our conscious mind into our subconscious mind. So that way we can start applying it and start changing our life.
Because they work together. And, you know, in order for us to plant something into the subconscious mind, we need to first create it in our conscious mind.
How does your mind shape the way you see the world and the results you get? And right there, it's about planting the idea into your subconscious mind. Because inside of our subconscious mind, we have something called a paradigm, a program. And this program it's a system of beliefs that we've inherited, that we've created through experience, that we've heard through repetition. And because of those, it makes us see the world in that way. And that's very important because those beliefs can be changed. They're not set in stone.
I think a good example for people to really get an image of what a paradigm and that program is, think about the software in your phone.
The software.
Yes, the software in your phone. Mm-hmm. So you have the phone, which is you. And inside this phone, there is a program. There is a way that your phone is set to run. When there is updates that phone required to do in order to perform better, if you don't do those updates, your phone is gonna start running funny, right? So same with us, is this program is running automatically and it cannot run better than what it's programmed for. So when a change and a modification to run better is required, you need to update it. And same happened with our mindset. A lot of times we want better things from life. We want more, but we're not willing to change our program. We're not willing to change our mindset. Sometimes we don't even know there is such thing as that. And that's why people work so hard into get to change their results. And they give up, they get frustrated, they lose self-belief because they see things are not working, because they ignore that part of the mind, which are really creating the results, which is your subconscious mind.
Why do you think negative thoughts and beliefs hold us back, and where do they come from?
I think everything that comes to our awareness is part of your program. And all those negative thoughts and all those negative patterns, all those things that we think, feel, and act unconsciously, and that sometimes we don't even know, like how many times you do things or you think the things that you ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Or why am I thinking this? And the only answer you can get is, I don't know. So you don't know because you are programmed to it since you probably didn't even have the ability to think. They program you to be this way, and that's why you don't know. It doesn't make sense for you, but that doesn't mean the program is not there. We're programmed since we're even in our mother's belly. We're programmed by genetics, but we're programmed by our environment too.
Yes, I totally agree that negative thoughts come from that subconscious program. And that's the importance of changing that subconscious program, because a lot of times people want to go out and take action to change their life. They want to do better in life. They want to take action. But this program, once they hit that wall of discomfort, that program comes in at 100 miles per hour instantly and says, oh, who do you think you are? Oh, you can't do that. Oh, what if this fail? Or what if the money runs out? Oh, what if this person thinks this about you? What if this, and they're all negative. And we don't stop to think about, well, why am I having these negative thoughts? We just automatically accept them. And because we accept them, we give it back to the subconscious, which causes us to just move back into comfort zone.
And you know, I understand if you're hearing this type of information about the mind for the first time, this probably sounds very overwhelming for you and it's probably too much. I honestly feel like I didn't really get to understand how the mind really works until I was probably like, you know, months into studying this into a deep level. And that's why if I can give advice to anyone that is wanting to change change their program and wanting to create a program in their life, in their mind, that match the results they really want, is you need to start by understanding who you are and how you really work. Because we're being programmed to think that we are this body. But you don't say, I am head, I am a leg, I am an arm. You have a body, you have a head, you have a brain, you have a heart. But you're not that. You are a spiritual being. And you have a marvelous mind and you live in a body. And it's through studying you and understanding you that you really get to work with those tools that you have, which is your mind. And the tools within your mind to create your reality and to create the success and the life that you want.
What are practical ways that we can give our listeners to start reprogramming their mind for success?
Getting to understand themselves, looking for help, looking for people that can lead them to awareness, bringing awareness. You know, there's nothing bad of recognizing that we lose control of our results because of ignorance, because we don't know. And a lot of people have a very bad relationship with that word, ignorance. But hey, we all are ignorant in one part of our life. I am ignorant about how to fix a car.
Let's get the definition straight of what ignorance is. Ignorance is not like a negative thing. Ignorance is just, I don't know. I don't have the information. And once I get the information, I'll stop being ignorant. We just have been having a negative connotation to that word, but in reality, it's neutral. It just tells us where our awareness is with that particular subject, but it doesn't define who
exactly.
We are.
It's just, we misuse that word so much that we create a bad
connotation to it, a bad feeling.
And then because we have that bad attitude about that word, we cannot recognize and accept that at one point we are. So because we don't recognize it, we cannot change it. So in order to change that, you have to open your mind and be neutral to the fact that, hey, I'm not in control of this because I don't know. But if I want to get control, I have to know. I have to know what I'm dealing with. So
a practical way for them to be able to start reprogramming their mind for success, you would say, is
to practice the opposite of ignorance, which is understanding. So understanding your mind, understanding how your mind works, understanding the connection between conscious mind, subconscious mind, and body, and how these three parts of you work together to create the results that you want.
Why is it so important to protect your mind from negative influences, and how can you do it?
I think it's very important because our mind is what dictates feeling, and feelings are what pushes to act on a certain way. So everything starts in the mind. And if we don't gain control over our mental activity and what is going on there, we cannot get control of our feelings, so we cannot get control of our actions.
We want to be in complete control of ourselves. And when we're letting things outside of us control our mind and what goes in there, now we're letting them take control over our life. Like, I'm outside of us control our mind and what goes in there, now we're letting them take control over our life. I know before I got into this information, I felt like results would control me so much. I would look at a result, I didn't like it, and I would have the worst day of my life. And then let's say I won a match and I had the best day of my life. And you can't live life like that fulfilled when your emotions are just like a roller coaster. You want to be in control of it. So that's why it's so important to not allow these negative influences into your mind by rejecting in your mind. Say, no, I reject that idea. I reject that. No, that's not true. And then just what you do want.
I really think, like, if you really, really want to change your life, you need to start by understanding your mind. That's the first step. And that's what is going to really tell how serious are you in changing your life. Because, you know, it's not until you get understanding of something that you can really work with it. If you don't understand football, you are not going to enjoy football the same way a person that is understanding what's going on. So if you don't understand the mind, you cannot work with the tools that are in the mind, and you cannot really get in control of it. creating understanding, look for people, look for help, look for accountability that can help you to understand the mind. And if you're really serious about getting to know and understand this, we have an on-demand class. We have a program where you can set a call with us and we can dig more into it and we can really talk about how we can help you with this. If not, just do your research and really get to understand the connection between your mind and your body so you can really start getting control.
Yes, absolutely powerful information there. Thank you for that, Joanna. Well, that wraps up today's episode on True Thought Talk. We've gone back to the basics and explored what the mind really is, what it's made of, and how it affects everything you do in life. So we hope this gave you a new understanding of how your thoughts shape your world and some practical steps to start reprogramming your mind for success. If you want to dive deeper, visit our free on-demand class at truthoughtmindset.com/class or learn more about us at truthoughtmindset.com. If you have any questions or just want to chat, reach out to us on Instagram at truthoughtmindset. Thanks for listening. Remember, your mind is your most powerful tool. If you're ready to work with us directly and take your mindset to the next level, schedule a call at truthoughtmindset.com. Until next time, keep thinking true thoughts and use your mind to create the life you want. Take care.